Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Prosecutors are taking a renewed interest in the shooting death of Seth Bishop, who was killed by his sister, Amy Bishop, 23 years ago. The Norfolk County District Attorney, William Keating, has ordered an inquest into the death, which could conceivably lead to homicide charges against Amy Bishop. Bishop is in custody in Alabama in the shooting deaths there of three of her colleagues at the University of Alabama at Huntsville earlier this month. WBUR's Fred Tice brings us up to date.
Keating says a photograph taken at the crime scene indicates that the shooting of Seth Bishop may not have been accidental.
In Amy's bedroom, located next to a shell, a shotgun shell, it showed a newspaper article on the floor. The articles headlined in that newspaper so parallel the events that occurred that it goes directly to Amy's state of mind at the time of the shooting.
The article referred to someone killing relatives with a shotgun and getting away in a car taken from a local auto dealer. After she shot her brother, Amy Bishop showed up at a Braintree auto body shop, pointing a shotgun, demanding a car. She was released shortly after her arrest. Police reports say she was considered too upset to be questioned. But last weekend, one of the arresting officers told Keating's investigators a very different story.
The information we've been able to get in the last week was that Amy Bishop was indeed calm, collected, and answering questions before her mother walked into that room.
And then Keating says a phone call came in.
And our information says it came forth from the chief at the time, stopping the questioning, directing them that no charges be brought, and saying that she should be allowed to go home.
The Braintree police chief at the time, John Polio, says he never made that call ordering Bishop's release. Keating says he's ordering the inquest because Amy Bishop's parents are refusing to talk to investigators and he wants to compel them to testify. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.